soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on April 16, 2015. Today I'm doing a message called Inside Out. Inside Out. You know, it's actually what determines your life, your behavior, the things you do, think, is actually not external, but it's from within you. It's your heart. So today I'm actually talking to you from the scriptures through the Holy Spirit, the urgent need and to be absolutely so careful about your heart. It's a part of your being that I believe most people neglect and are not even aware of. You know, on a daily basis, most people look in a mirror, they can see their face, they can see their physical presence, their body. Because a man can see he needs to shave, needs a haircut, needs to brush his teeth. Can see that he has swollen eyes, puffy eyes. Woman can see how she needs to care for her physical appearance, how she looks. But see, God doesn't look on the appearance. In fact, the Bible talks about how man looks on the appearance, but God looks on the heart. What is the heart? I'm not talking about the part of your body that pumps oxygenated blood throughout your entire body. I'm talking about the core of your being, the center of your being. The center of your being and the core of your being determines your behavior and actions, your thoughts, how you reason, your spiritual state. And that this is why the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 4, which I'm going to read to you, it tells you to keep with all diligence your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. But this chapter, Chapter 4, talks about, hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend unto understanding. You know, a good parent wants to instruct his children. Children don't have experience. They haven't learned much in life. We all learn in the school of hard knocks. We pay tuition to learn the hard way. But if we had a voice, that if we had a heart that was attentive to the Lord, to submit from our heart, which is actually a trembling heart, which submits and respects and has an attention to the Lord, we would be growing in wisdom and knowledge and understanding and actually come to a place where we have perception. These are the things that we want to have. But today we're talking about your heart, because it's not what goes into your life, into your mouth, that will defile you. Or even religion had it so backwards. They thought the rituals of washing their hands and what they would eat would determine whether they were righteous or even clean. But no, Jesus taught something completely opposite. It's from out of the heart, from within, that defiles you. God says in Proverbs chapter 4 through the Holy Spirit, I give you good doctrine, good teaching. Don't forsake or abandon my law. Verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let your heart retain my word. See, your heart within you. And this is even in the Old Testament. God was saying, keep my law in your heart. Love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Let my statutes remain in your heart, because that is where your thought processes are, your passions, your desires, the state of your emotions, all come from within. Get wisdom, get understanding, don't forget it, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve you. There's a benefit to keeping the words of the Lord, for learning his wisdom that comes from above, not from out of the earth, that's earthly, devilish, and sensual. The wisdom that comes from God is pure, peaceable, without hypocrisy, having fruits of righteousness. We're talking about what manner of life you'll have, not only in this age, but in the age to come. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. How important is wisdom? If you need wisdom, if any man lack wisdom, ask of God, and God will give it to you. God doesn't want you to be an idiot, stupid, or foolish. He wants you to be wise. And Jesus likened a man that hears the sayings of his and does them as to a wise man that dug deep, laid a foundation, and built a house. And when the storm came, it remains. But the fool hears the sayings of the Lord, doesn't do them, and builds his house on sand. And great is the destruction when the storm day comes. Proverbs 4, verse 10 says, "Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in right paths. When you go, your steps shall not be hindered, and when you run, you shall not stumble." Praise the Lord. "Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men." Associations are important. Are you walking the straight and narrow way that leads to life, where few find it? Or are you walking the wide, broad way that leads to destruction, where most people go that way? Don't be like the cows. Don't be like the herds grazing. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they don't sleep except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they've caused someone to fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. See, the Lord's working in his people. He's refining us as gold is tried and as silver is burned through the fire, the burning furnace, and is purified. That's what the Lord is doing. God could get rid of the wicked at any time, but he's not. He's trying us, and we will shine as the stars of the heaven, and we will call people unto righteousness, that they would turn from darkness unto light and turn from wickedness unto righteousness through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus the King. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They don't even know what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What is your heart? What's in your heart? Do you know what your heart is? Are you aware? Because I don't believe most people know what's in their heart. When Jesus talked about the parable of the sower and the seed, which he concealed from the wise and the prudent, from the religious ones, but those that loved him were humble like children, he explained it to them, and they have understanding. For those that are in the world, that have hardened hearts, these things that the Lord taught are in parables. It's concealed. But unto you, he says, it's given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Where is God's kingdom? It's within you. It's in those that are submitting to the lordship of the Lord, and they will never perish. They'll have blessing. Blessing like a shining light that gets more and more increased through the perfect day. It'll be life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. I want you to take a look at that. Consider these things, and consider how serious this admonition about the heart. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 and following, Jesus was talking about how the religious people, that they thought it was external or outside, but it was inside that the Lord was saying is the preeminent importance. From within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. What's in your heart? When Jesus taught that parable of the sower and the seed, he talked to a great crowd. And some would hear the word of the Lord, and it says that Satan would steal it because they didn't understand it. And other people would hear the word of God, and it would be shallow, and when they give up, when affliction and persecution came. And other people would hear the word of God and would grow for a while, but there were thorns and terrors in their heart. There are thorns and thistles in your heart, the Lord likens it to. Even in Jeremiah 4, verse 2, it said, circumcise yourself, break up your fallow ground, circumcise your heart, and don't sow among thorns. What's in your heart? Because the word of God can be choked by cares of life, busyness, deceitfulness of riches, lusts of other things coming in can actually nullify, divert the plan of God, the will of God, the power of God, the life of God, the righteousness of God. It can defeat you by choking the word of God in your life, and it won't produce fruit. But asking God for a clean heart, that he would renew a right spirit like David prayed, it's God that can create a clean heart. It's God that takes out the stony heart and gives us a heart of flesh. God is the one that has taken away the old covenant that was written in stone and wrote in tables of our heart. Praise the Lord. I was going through the Bible from the Old Testament, and there's so many verses on the word heart, I haven't even nearly completed my study. But I'll read to you some of the things that I was going through from the Old Testament about the heart. There's wisdom in the heart, and you can have discouragement in the heart. Esau hated his brother Jacob and said in his heart that he would murder his brother. There's a discussion that goes on inside your being, in your heart. There's a willing heart that wants to give. Keeping the statutes within your heart. Seeking the Lord. Considering, pondering things of the Lord. Fearing the Lord. Keeping his commandments. There's an unbelieving heart and a fearful heart. There's a heart that's lifted up and arrogant and proud. God called in the Old Testament to circumcise your heart and not be stiff-necked. So being stiff-necked, stubborn, and a rebel comes from a hard heart. Take heed to your heart. Don't be deceived. That's through the heart. That you would go into idols, worshiping false gods. Loving the Lord with all your heart. Trusting the Lord with all your heart. How about that? Don't harden your heart. A wicked heart. A wicked heart has crafty plans. Be careful not to have a lifted heart above your brethren. God talked about hearts that would be deceived, go into error, and have fear and anguish. Heart, the core. Inquire in your heart. There's hearts that rejoice, a heart that's grieved. There was the prophet Samuel that would tell King Saul all that was in his heart by the Spirit of the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Go after him with all your heart. But see, this is 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. I really think this is so important. It says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. We should have a wise and understanding heart. God gave Solomon a largeness of heart or a capacity to have perception. But see, if you're not careful with your heart, the devil can sow the tares, the thistles. Things can grow in your heart that undermine the word of God, as we already had said. And I want to show you an illustration that's just remarkable, and it's recorded in Mark chapter 3. I'm going to read this to you. Jesus, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Isn't that amazing? You see what the Lord is encountering here? With religious leaders, religious people, religious system that has a corrupted heart, a hard heart. So Jesus says, you know, they were so into their religion, so into Sabbaths and missing the understanding, the whole point of all the teachings of the Lord, how we should rest from our works and enter into the rest of that's by faith in the Lord. And we should do that on a day-to-day basis. The Lord asks them, is it lawful to do good or evil? Should we save life or kill? And what do? They immediately go out to destroy Jesus. Luke 13 records a similar occurrence with Jesus on the Sabbath day, healing a woman that had been bound by Satan for 18 years. He loosed her, daughter of Abraham, and they were offended. The ruler, the archon of the synagogue, was offended and told everyone that people ought to come 6 days during the week and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. You hypocrite. You know, a hypocrite puts on a facade to disguise their heart, to disguise their true intent of their passion, their desire. They have no regard for truth. A hypocrite, as is used by Jesus, is condemned. Because they will not repent. They are adversaries of the Lord, and they refuse to repent. They refuse the truth, and they have so many other agendas that are satanic. They are adversaries of the Lord and his enemies. They hate Jesus. They are completely opposite of the Lord. We're talking about the heart. What's in your heart? You should ask the Lord what's in your heart. Even in the New Testament, from Hebrews 3, verse 10, God talking about the children of Israel. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart. And they have not known my ways. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It all starts from the heart. Like how a spouse departs from their marriage, their fidelity to their spouse, and goes after other lovers. And how do people go after other gods and forsaking the Lord? It starts with the heart. That's why we want to keep our heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. What's influencing you? Is it the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of truth? Or are you tolerant to other spirits, other gospels, other messages? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's where we want to be, abiding in the Lord, cleansed, full of faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. We don't want an unbelieving heart. We want to completely trust God with all of our heart, that entire subconscious being that's in deep, deep down in the center of your being. And people numb that area. People don't want to feel the pain or the grieving, and they quench. Don't do that. That'll lead you into destruction, and it shuts off the voice of the Lord. Talking today about the core of your being, the importance of taking heed to what's in your heart. There's so much written in the scriptures. Looking at this right now, I'm going to read some of the text. Isaiah 11, verse 5, "And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness to the girdle of his reins." Reins is referring to that inner being, the part of the heart. Jeremiah 11, 20, "But O Lord of hosts, that judges righteously, that tries the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause." Jeremiah 12, 2, "You have planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their reins." See, that's what Isaiah said, the same thing in Isaiah 29, 10 through 13, that the seers, the prophets, and the rulers, the spiritual leaders, have become blind because they honored God with the mouth, drew near with their lips, but their hearts they had removed far from God. And the fear of the Lord is but a precept, a doctrine. What's in your heart? Because God's looking at the heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 10. "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings." Inside out. It's the inside of your being that determines your actions. For out of your heart is what you will seek. Out of the heart you will speak. What's in your heart is what you will do. Jeremiah 20, verse 12, "But O Lord of hosts, that tries the righteous and sees the reins in the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause." Revelations 2, 23, this is Jesus himself speaking of Jezebel. "And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works." God doesn't change. You see what is Old Testament and New Testament, between the Father and between his Son, Jesus Christ, that he has sent forth. They see the heart. They see. They're not fooled by the words of people. They're not fooled by the appearance of man. They're not fooled by acting or hypocrisy. But they judge righteous judgment. Judge not by the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. I pray today that you call on the Lord to search your heart, that you start inclining your ear, your heart, your inner being, and ponder and be careful about what's in your heart. The worldliness, even worldliness. To be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. No, even the things of the world can be seeming tame, but it'll lead you into a path of destruction. Being worldly, those that love the world or of the world, they speak of the world. Or are you of the eternal kingdom of God, where is righteousness, peace, and joy, full of the Holy Spirit?
SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, Sounding the Alarm on July 19, 2015. As I've looked at this scripture just recently in one of the messages, it's the word diligently or diligence. Let's listen to this from Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I was thinking about this text today. This is an exhortation. This is for you to really consider. It's the word blepo in Greek, to take heed, to consider, to turn your attention upon this matter. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? Are you passionately seeking him? You know, the Lord calls us to take heed to our heart, because out of it are the issues of life. And the word of God is sown in our heart. It's not just a matter of reading with our eyes or hearing with our ears. the Bible or scriptures or people talking religious talk or even hearing Jesus himself preach the word, which is the parable in Matthew 13. Read it. A great crowd of people came out to hear Jesus. They were so many people, they were standing up. Jesus got in a boat and taught them and told them, most of you people will only endure for a short time. You'll never get it. You'll give up because of persecution and affliction, or you won't understand because it's the word of God is shallow in your heart. The devil's going to steal the word. Others of you, the word's going to be sown in with your heart full of lust or cares of life or other things that come in and choke the word. Take heed to your heart. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? Are you diligently pursuing the kingdom of God? Now listen to this, Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, which is idolatry, by the way, if you look up the root of bitterness in the Old Testament, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Diligence is the exact opposite of take it or leave it, laissez-faire, passive, cruising, taking it or leaving it. Listen, you take that attitude, you're out. You're going to miss it. Because why? I'll tell you right now, the devil is diligent about what he does. And he is a murderer. He is a thief. He's a liar. He was a destroyer. And he's out to kill you. He's out to lead you astray. And he has the woman, the harlot, the mother of abominations of the whole earth that's infected the whole world. And every world leader has committed fornication with her. Every world leader is in bed, in cahoots, working with Babylon the harlot. And she distributes leaven. And everything vile and deceptive and deadly is within the power of Babylon. You need to be diligent. You need to be careful. I was thinking about religious people today. Just like Jesus had a religious crowd that came out to hear what he had to say, but very few of them had a clean heart where the word of God would be sown in their heart and they'd bear fruit 160 and 30-fold. Very few. Jesus said there'd be very few saved. It takes God. It takes a miracle. But when religious people, they go and they hear religion, they get dressed, they do the thing, they greet one another, whatever goes on. And then they hear the religious messages, the leaders that don't even know the voice of the Lord, that conjure up a message, stringing it through scriptures, or something they learned in their schools, just like the ancient Pharisees, they were taught in schools. But how many are diligent about seeking the Lord? Diligent to be careful, to watch your heart. What's in your heart? What comes in your life? Not giving place to the devil. Being aware, be testing spirits, not believing every lie. Knowing what the gospel is. Knowing what sound doctrine is. It takes diligence. You have to take heed. You have to beware, just like the Lord said. Why? Because the devil's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When you consider people that sit in religious environments, passive, and then they go turn on the TV and the radio and the media and the movies and all the influence that the devil disperses, they never show a diligence towards the word of God to influence them in righteousness, but think that what is being sown in their heart. Be sober, be vigilant, be watching, be alert, be attentive, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com